Ever since I was a pre-adolescent in middle school, I have enjoyed going to the movies. Growing up in Old Metairie, I went to the Grand and Arion theaters on Metairie Road. They ain't there no more. This year, I saw all the motion pictures nominated for the Academy Award for Best Picture. This year's Oscar for Best Picture went to Spotlight. Now, if you haven't seen the movie, a team of investigative newspaper reporters for the Boston Globe revealed the scandal of clerical sexual abuse of minors in our country. The Vatican newspaper said the Oscar-winning film succeeds in giving voice to the alarm and deep pain experienced by you, the Catholic faithful. The spotlight must continue to shine brightly for the protection of children and the innocent. I encourage you to see the film and take seriously its central message that the Catholic Church can and must be transparent, just, and committed to fighting abuse and ensure that it never, never happens again. And as a church, we must continue to ask forgiveness for this systemic scandal. So why do I go to the movies? I go mainly to be entertained. And I especially enjoy movies that are based on true, real-life events like Spotlight. Today's gospel shines the spotlight on the parable of the prodigal son. Jesus is being entertained by sinners and tax collectors. According to the Pharisees and scribes, Jesus himself entertained all the wrong people. When we have a dinner party, we tend to invite and entertain those of like mind, those of similar values, and those with whom we are comfortable. In today's gospel, Jesus is eating with people who hardly measure up to his level of holiness. The sheer reality of Jesus' all-embracing welcome invites us to repent, to enter into his holy life, and to feast with him with clean hearts. In this gospel, Jesus uses the parable to challenge the habitual mindset of the Pharisees and the scribes, and that is, sinners are to be excluded from the community. So, who would you want to associate with? Let alone feast with sinners. Now, let's direct the spotlight on the prodigal son. He entertained all the wrong desires. His dream of a good, happy, and wealthy life evaporated in a pigsty in a foreign land. Returning home in shame and sorrow, he is disheveled. He knows he does not deserve a welcome, but he relies on the goodness of his father and surrenders himself to his father's love and mercy. Now in the elder son's mind, the spotlight doesn't shine on him, except that the elder son entertained anger and jealousy, pettiness, and closed-heartedness. His anger makes him bitter, and he refuses to rejoice or share in the celebration because he doesn't understand his father's love. Doesn't understand. The spotlight shines brightest on the prodigal father. He tendered reconciliation, leading to feasting. In the middle of this parable is where we find a scandal. Grace lies at the heart of this parable. Scandalous grace. Grace that defies all earthly rules and convention. The extraordinary love of the Father moves him to run to greet his child while he is still far off. It's something that a Palestinian Jewish patriarch like the father would never have done that. We get the sense here that this spurned parent was in fact keeping vigil, praying for the day his son would return. And all of the father's gestures, the kissing, the gift of ring and robe and banquet, were most out of character for someone who had been publicly shamed by his own son. And joy is made complete by the Father's abundance. St. Paul today shines the spotlight on the ministry of reconciliation. And this ministry is given to each of us by God and places us in the role of the merciful prodigal father. This ministry reminds us of not only the value, but the necessity of forgiveness. We are like the prodigal father when we are compassionate and forgiving toward others who have harmed us. We are like the prodigal father when we are urged to celebrate a feast when someone, including ourselves, turns from wrongful ways. And yes, sometimes we are like the father who extends lavish forgiveness. And sometimes we are like the two sons who act rashly and need forgiveness. So let's now shine the spotlight on ourselves. What we habitually entertain in our hearts is what we tender to others. When we brood over how people have slighted us, when we tend to lash out at them the next time we see them, Lent invites us to shine the spotlight on our unwelcoming thoughts and behaviors and change them into a welcoming mindset of mercy and compassion. So I ask you, what do you entertain in your heart? What do you tender in your relationships with others? With whom do you feast? We humans, we all were lost, mired in sins of sensuality and greed and self-referential resentment, hip deep in the pig slop of envy. Before we knew it, God reached out among the people of Israel, and through the death, the Passover of the death and resurrection of his son, raised us up and called us home. This parable is not about you or me, my sin or your sin, my deserts or your deserts. The spotlight shines on God and God's life-giving love and mercy.